Scott Milanovich. Scott, how are you today? Thank you so much for doing this on a game day.
I'm good. My pleasure.
So, Scott, before we talk about today's game, there was some really interesting stuff in your career, and I wanted to touch upon before we get to today's game. You know, when you look at with what happened in NFL Europe and it went away, and I know obviously you played there and you ended up playing for the LA Extreme as well, so you had a pretty well-traveled career. But as a guy that's a quarterback and you understand the position incredibly well, I'm very curious as to your thoughts, specifically in the NFL right now. There seems to be a real chasm between, you know, the superstar quarterbacks, and then you're seeing a lot of guys making a lot of money who aren't necessarily superstars. The NFL Europe was there as a developmental league to a large degree, and the NFL has discussed that. Why do you think that there's this kind of chasm now at the quarterback position?
Well, I think it's tough to just get experience. There's a lot. Things have changed a lot since I played. Most of the college offenses back then were pro style. Mine wasn't, but most were pro style under center. And I think the things that you're seeing in college football now are very different than what the guys are asked to do at the NFL level.
And why is that? Is that just because colleges are just, you know, we know what's going on. You know, the Big 12's talking about expanding, and we know that the stakes are so high in college football. There's way more money. There's all the regional college football networks. Do you think strictly it's a function of economics?
No, I think it's a schematic thing. A lot of these college football teams have gone to the spread offense, where, much like we do in the CFL, where the quarterback's running the zone read and they're throwing and they're going no huddle and they're not doing the things. In the NFL, you know, there was that little period of time where teams were trying to do some of that, and they just learned, I think, that their quarterbacks can't take the pounding at the NFL level to run an offense that way. So I just don't. I mean, I'm speculating as much as anybody, but I don't know that that the offenses are as conducive to a quick transition anymore.
All right, speaking of offenses, you've got a team that you're facing tonight. Look, you had a chance to make a statement against Ottawa in the battle for first place. That didn't, you know, last, I think it was in the last 4 minutes where the game was decided. But, you know, the defense kind of, I won't say needs to make a statement, but if you want to make a statement, this is probably a pretty good game to do so. The Alouettes averaging 14 points per game so far, the lowest in the CFL. How do you approach a game against a team that doesn't have a prolific offense for your defense?
Well, I think they're in a little bit of the same boat that we've been in. The numbers don't look really good for them. We're aware of that. But Kevin Glenn's talented. Their backup quarterback, whoever they're going to end up playing tonight at this point, they're talented guys. And DeRon Carter is as good a receiver as there is in the league. They've always had great tailbacks. So they've had some troubles. They've run into a couple hot defenses, but we've kind of had similar struggles. So I don't know that our guys are going to be overconfident in this game. We're hungry and is desperate to get a win. We were disappointed we didn't finish that up last week when we had a chance, and we need to get back on the right track.
And look, as you said, kind of in the same boat, right? The Argos offense has had some struggles, mostly in the running game, and not a ton of big plays, and giving up some sacks. So, look, the challenge, I guess, is that the threat of a run game to complement Ricky Ray's passing ability. But, you know, without the former, the opposing defenses have been able to key on the passing game. Is it a case of where you guys are going to have to try to – are you going to favor one or the other, or is it a situation where you're just going to have to read it as the game goes along?
Well, I think the key for us tonight is to do well on first down. They give you many different looks defensively. There'll be some looks where they'll force us to run it, and there'll be some looks where they'll tell us that we can't run it based on how many people they're putting in the box. So we have to take what they're going to give us, but it's really important that we're getting positive yards on first down, because if we're living all night in second and eight, second and nine, second and ten, that's where we've gotten ourselves into trouble, where teams know we've got to throw it and they're hitting our quarterback. So we need to do a good job running the ball. We need to do a good job distributing the ball in the passing game on first down. And then when we have our opportunities to go up top, we need to make them stick.
It's the Argos facing the Alouettes tonight at BMO. It is head coach Scott Milanovic on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And this is a statement game, I think, for both teams. And they, you know, entering week five with a kind of a sour taste in their mouth. The Owls got smoked 31-7. And, of course, you know, Toronto's coming off the loss, as we discussed. But you guys had won two games on the road prior to that. So it looked like you were gaining some steam. So tonight seems to be one of those games that if you can win it, we'll put you guys back in the right direction. But overall this season, you know, look, you lost a key defensive player in Akwasi Anza, and it looks like A.J. Jefferson may have to play a bigger role. But again, tonight is one of those games where there's a lot on the line, and it's pretty early in the season, right?
Yeah, it feels like that it starts to happen earlier and earlier every season. There isn't – when I first got into this league 8 years ago or however long ago it was, there was usually one or two teams that you knew you were going to beat no matter what. And it's just not the case anymore. You saw Saskatchewan knock off Ottawa last week. So you have to bring your A game, and you don't want to get behind the records early in the season. And, you know, everybody's shooting for the playoffs. Everybody wants to win the East so that they can get a bye and be that one step closer to the Grey Cup. So, yeah, I think it is a very important game. I feel like it's a game that we need to win. It's our third game at home. We need to get back on the right foot in front of our fans and get this thing rolling at BMO like we wanted to.
And before we let you go, there's an interesting storyline as well. Is there's a number of familiar faces for Montreal on the opposite side. You got Brandon Whitaker, played in 51 games there as a member of the Alouettes, and offensive coordinator Marcus Brady served as the coordinator and Anthony Calvillo's backup. So there's a little familiarity there. Do you guys have from a rivalry standpoint, other than Hamilton, I would imagine Montreal, you know, Montreal-Toronto has always been a rivalry in terms of hockey, but I imagine that's a rivalry for you guys. But look, you're 2-2. You're looking to right the good ship Argonaut, and I've been a fan since I was a kid growing up watching the Argos in Toronto. And I think that, you know, you have the pieces. You just got to get through this stretch here where, you've got these injuries. And like you said, earlier and earlier, it seems like the pressure's on earlier, right, Scott, than it has been in the last few years.
It definitely does. There's any one of these teams in the East could end up winning it. And I know you hear coaches say things like that all the time, but it's really the truth. I know what the score was last week against Hamilton with them, but it was close well into the third quarter. That game could have gone either way. I don't know that the final score was really indicative of the type of game that was played. So we need to get back on a roll. We need to get that third win and then move on from there and try to build some momentum.
All right, we'll let you go, but really quickly, BMO Field, your thoughts on it. It looks great. It looks great on television. It seems like there's a great vibe, the tailgating going on. It seems like there's a bit of a groundswell there. We know how passionate the hardcore Argo fans are. What's your take on so far what you've experienced at your new home?
I love it. Our players love it. Our coaches love it. I think it's just what we need. It's intimate. It's nice. Our locker room is amazing. Our players love playing there. Now we just now we need to win there. That's the next step for us. We love playing there. We're thankful for the place we have to call home now.
As the saying goes, build it and they will come. Thanks a lot, Scott. Good luck tonight against the Alouettes. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.